Okay, we go short vort for Parshas Bamidbar. Shavuos Tavshin Pei Beis. Alonj bein tzchos ufur shlema for eset tihil bas aret zepor pesor shirchoy Yisrael. Haidaber Hashem Moshe b'midbar sinet ba'ol moed. The opening pasuk to our Parsha, the opening pasuk to our Sefer tells us, Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe in our Bamidbar sinet ba'ol moed. And as with Moshe Sturmach and the Sefer Talmud Vadas, we said earlier in the week, what's so important to tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe b'midbar Sinai? And he says a fascinating idea, that the same way that any person that wants to come to the Midbar is able to gain entry, you don't need a vaccine card, you don't need a passport. Any person who wants to come to the Midbar could come. So too, anyone who wants to be davak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyone who wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that access. Just like you come to the Midbar and you don't need any fast pass and you don't need a vaccine card. Everyone could come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone could come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I think this goes a little deeper. I saw a beautiful idea from the Chamudia Daniel, Rav Daniel Stein Shlito, the Yeshiva University, an incredible sefer Chamudia Daniel. And he goes to the Gemara Megillah Lamed Aleph from Abayis, tells us that Ezra was misakin a decree that in Vayikra before Shavuos we make sure to read Bachukosai, and before Rosh Hashanah we made sure to read Kisavo. Because we want to end the year with a clause, we want to start the year with brachos. And Tosos on the spot tells us, Shenagu likros parshas bamidbar kodem atzeres. We have to make sure, the minhag is, to be able to read parshas bamidbar before Shavuos, kidei lo lohas micha klolos b'chukos el atzeres. In order, not only that you should finish off the year, the Gemara says, not only should you finish the year near the klolos, but that Shavuos shouldn't even be close to. Shavuos shouldn't even be close to the klolos of the chukosai. So we see, says the Chamudia Daniel, not only is it a minug to be able to make sure to end off the year with the klolos, you have to make sure to put parshas bamidbar very close to Chag Shavuos, and there can't be any avsaka. So what's the deeper idea over here? We see parshas bamidbar is very close to Chag Shavuos, right? The Gemara tells us that Ezra's misakin is decreed to make sure they have the klolos before Shavuos. Tosa says you have to make sure to have Parshas Bamidbar also. So what's the deeper idea? So he says an incredible idea for the Ramban. The Ramban tells us, Shebekol b'nei Yisrael on the Parsha, Shekol b'nei Yisrael nisper b'shmoseim ha-pratiyim, v'lo amru l'rosh ha-mishpacha kama yesh b'mishpachtecha. Every Jew is counted by name. We just had an incredible crawl program, Names and Numbers, where we interviewed survivors. Every Jew has a name. You don't say how many people is in your family. No. Moshe b'nei wanted to know your name. Elan etzdava Moshe l'mnos ba'ofen ish kol echa ve'echa b'mnei Yisrael lahakir b'shmo u'b'shem avosef. Everyone to know how to need to be counted by their shevet, but not only by their shevet, by their name. And says Rav Chamud and Daniel, quoting the Chiddush Shalev of Henach Libutz, he says, why by name? L'odia l'chol yachay yesh l'chavivis l'chashivis l'atzmo. To realize that every single person is so special and important and critical to them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shu miyuchad b'shmo mitziyusa b'shu lo rak mispar echad b'shim gedola. Every Jew is so precious. Every Jew is so special to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's why they're specified by their name. So at the end of the day, I think we could be able to connect this to idea from Rav Moshe Sturmach. Rav Moshe Sturmach says, every Jew has access. B'midbar Sinai, anyone who comes wants to come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam can come right in. You don't need a vaccine card to get B'midbar Sinai. Just like any Jew can come to the desert, any Jew can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chamudia Daniel flushes out beautiful idea based on the Gemara Megillah and Taisus, that B'midbar is not just something that we read before Shavuos. There's a kesher panimi. Says the Chamudia Daniel, there's a very strong connection. Why? Says the Ramban, because every Jew is precious to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every Jew is not just counted by their number, by their family, but by their name, by their soul. And says Rav Henach Libutz, why? Because at the end of the day, every Yid is not just a number, every Yid is a name, every Yid is precious as a son and a daughter, a prince and a princess, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zocha to feel that love, to feel that prince and that princess, to feel that our access, our family access, as now as we go into Mount Torah, to feel our special connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Each one of us have that tremendous love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have that he's begging us, to pleading us, to be able to gain entry into the palace, to be able to make sure we gain entry out of love and out of commitment and out of romance and out of excitement to once again join HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. Wishing everyone a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov. Shkoyach.